Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to my listeners all around, great radio stations across America from my Moss Nissan studio, also down in the Caribbean. Hello to all the cruise ships at sea down there tonight and around the world via the internet and on the satellite around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, not to forget about all those roughnecks on the rigs up there, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Aramco over there in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can also check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Or follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And a special welcome to Matthew in San Antonio, who just joined the official Captain's America Third Watch page. So thanks very much, Matthew. Now, here we go. I'm going to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. And you're right there, Kevin. Thank you very much for chiming in. He says, we get it, too. All right, you got it. So, Kevin, Trucker Ed's in there. Trucker Mark's in there. I see Greg's there. JP is there. JL is there. Also, Susan is there. Hello, Susan. Jeannie is there, too. Hi, Jeannie. How you doing? Jolene. I wonder if she's the one that wrote the song about. She's there, too. I see Shannon's in there. Dee Dee is there. Hello, Dee Dee. Deanna, Chris, Chuck, and Geraldine. All right, Geraldine. There you go. All chiming in. We appreciate you. Now, if you want to opine at any time, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Now, Rush Limbaugh is a legend in this business, conservative talk radio. He's on over 600 radio stations, used to be on television, but he has the perfect face for radio. I remember him when he said that. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. I've dabbled around a little bit in television, but, when you get a bunch of radio stations and your show and the demands, people want to see you here, they want to see you there, you haven't got time. There just isn't enough time in the day. And you have to have a staff, and my staff is me, myself, and I. So there you go. But try to do as much as you can without killing yourself, and then you go from there. But Rush has got acute lung cancer. And all I can say is that everybody in the Captain's Army is praying for him. And all of you listening to me right now should be doing the same, because he's a good guy and we need to keep him around. He's been responsible for probably electing the last four Republican presidents that we've had, in my humble opinion. Now, the other thing is the Iowa caucus. Inconsistencies are delaying the Iowa caucus results. But get this. The delay is because of the integrity of the results. Now, to me, that means that the numbers don't jibe with the people that are in the different precincts. A certain precinct has got so many voters, and maybe the numbers are double the number or triple the number or whatnot. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm speculating based on past experience. Maybe you've got people that voted for a candidate that nobody knew was even in the precinct, something like that. But there's something screwy going on as to why they've delayed this. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens, because they're telling us right now, or at least the last time I saw something come across the wires there, they're telling us that it'll be sometime today, perhaps this afternoon, maybe even early evening, before they know the results in the Iowa caucus. Now, that's not the first time this has happened, because it happened to the Republicans. And if you remember right, when it happened to the Republicans, it was 2012, and Mitt Romney was declared the winner, mistakenly declared the winner. The actual winner, when they went back and they reviewed the votes and took a look at everything that was there, the actual winner was actually Rick Santorum. But by the time he found out he was the winner, he was down in South Carolina, and he lost all of the momentum that he would have had. He lost all of the momentum. Listen to me. Easy for me to say. So there you go. And we'll see what happens this time. And the other thing is, the closing arguments, I believe, are now over and done with. So what we'll have coming up today will be the back and forth with the senators again, where they can get up and they can make their speech and talk about why they're going to do this or why they're going to do that, or try to entice their fellow senators to vote a certain way, whatever. I think that's what that's all about, because I watched Joe Manchin yesterday suggest censure versus impeachment as a remedy, which he could do. All right, we're coming back. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who happen to own and operate Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is that all-natural product that I've been taking for 3 years and 10 months. It works for me. That keeps me pain-free from the arthritis that I have. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, general pain altogether, whatever, this is a not-narcotic, all-natural product that you can take to help you called Relief Factor. You want to try the three-week quick start to begin with. It's $19.95. And you'll know by the end of the second week and into the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. Follow the directions. Don't shortcut it. Take it exactly the way it says to do it, and you'll be fine. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 three-week quick start and see if it doesn't work for you the way it has for me and others that are listening to us right now. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, on the telephone line, we've got Nelson from Jasper. And Nelson, I got some news for you. You ready for this?
Go for it.
Just saw an AP result, coming out of Iowa. This is unofficial, but it's AP with the numbers they've got. Bernie Sanders, according to them, won the Iowa primary. Elizabeth Warren was second. Joe Biden was fifth.
I'll drink to that.
Down at 11%, which means no 15%. They don't get any delegates.
Right. Well, I was going to explain.
And he declared victory last night, Nelson.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Matter of fact, they all did, every one of them, because there was no way of knowing. By the way, here it is again. Sanders, Warren. Oh, that's New Hampshire. Never mind. That's New Hampshire I'm looking at. Never mind. But anyway, the other one had Biden in fifth place coming out of Iowa.
That's incredible.
And that's unofficial.
Well, you know, I left the Democratic Party years ago. I used to be a registered Democrat, although I call myself a Jeffersonian Democrat, and I always voted Republican. There were only a few Democrats that I would vote for, and the only one I consistently voted for was myself. I ran for the legislature in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and I won as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But I was a Jeffersonian. But I was going to explain the Iowa caucus, but I guess now that the results are in, it's...
No. They're not in because they're not in officially. There's no votes tallied officially. This is the Associated Press jumping the gun and saying that those are the numbers that they have tallied.
Right, okay. And
so I'm just going with what the AP is reporting.
Of course. I saw an article, I think it was in the New York Times, about how there are five precincts in Florida that has been gathered together so that Iowans who go there, in those five places in Florida, could in fact cast or be represented and have their vote tallied with the Iowa caucus.
Mm.
And it was suggested that this was done in other states where there is a heavy a concentration of people from Iowa. And, of course, Florida would presumably be a good place because anybody with any sense, I came from Maine, anyone with any sense should be down in Florida now.
Yeah.
Not where the snow is 5 feet deep.
No, and there's right? snow coming that way, Nelson.
Exactly, and it's not over yet. Well, anyway, I think it's pointless to go through how difficult it is. But someone from Iowa might like to call in and educate the rest of us. Now, I served in the legislature and taught school in New Hampshire, and we called our presidential primary a caucus, but it was a caucus like a regular vote. You voted a paper ballot or whatever the entire day. You know, like from 8 in the morning until 7 at night and that sort of thing. Not like in Iowa where they actually meet in churches and halls and that sort of thing
mm-hmm.
For an hour or two or whatever. But I'm sorry that we have divided to the point where the far left has taken over my party, the Democratic Party. I saw the handwriting on the wall. Actually, I would have seen it with Roosevelt. But in 1932, if I had been a voter then, I would have voted for Franklin Roosevelt. In 1932, his program, his platform, was a 25% reduction in federal spending, a 25% reduction mm-hmm. in the size of the government.
Yep.
Those are things that people wanted.
Okay.
And he accused Hoover of being the big spender.
Okay. Well, we got to run because I got another caller on the line, but I appreciate your call, and we'll let you know. We'll update this again here in a few minutes because I've got some numbers coming in here now, but they're all unofficial. Okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And that's Nelson up there in Jasper. Okay. Is this Picasso?
Yes, sir. I was just called to check my hearing, sir, to hear what you just said. Did
yeah.
you say Biden fifth?
That's what they just showed on the unofficial AP poll and the numbers that they've got coming from the AP people that are in the precincts in Iowa.
So
yep. Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. You know, you can't tell everything, but what you can tell is what's going on with the infighting. Steve Bannon down Miami, he's talking about Bloomberg's effort here is to actually buy back the DNC. People don't think he can win, but with all that money, he's trying to pull the DNC back. And if Bernie wins, he'll win in New Hampshire, don't you think?
Yeah, he's already leading there substantially. He's up by like 18
points.
Which sets
up Super Tuesday, which is going to be the war for the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because I think I've already determined who I'm going to vote for.
Okay.
Yeah, my vote's pretty much, I'm pretty much settled. We'll take any of those. Well, I meant that because I want to register as a Democrat in the state of Florida so I can go in the primary to determine who's going to vote against my candidate.
By the way, nobody's saying a word about Trump. Trump won in Iowa last night, but he also had the largest turnout, the largest caucus turnout, which they set a record when Mitt Romney was there in 2012. He just beat that record overwhelmingly.
The enthusiasm is amazing. The crowd size.
All right. Now, I got to run because I got another caller, so I'm going to take that caller. But thanks for your
call. Keep updating on that.
I will. Thanks for your call. Okay. Mel, is this you up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And God bless America. Yeah, I'd like to say to your previous caller, Nelson, the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party left you.
True.
And that's exactly what's going on with these far left whackbirds. I mean, they're out there, Captain, and Ray Charles can see that. But anyway, Captain, it was good talking to you, and God bless America.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mel.
Take care.
All right. And that's Mel up at Saratoga Springs. Now, again, unofficially, folks, there are some numbers that are coming out from the Associated Press. This is not official, but they're showing that Bernie Sanders won in Iowa tonight. They're showing Elizabeth Warren was number two in Iowa tonight. They're showing that, and I didn't catch who was number three. I just saw number one, number two. Maybe I'll catch it here in another minute or two. I didn't see who number three was or number four was, but I did see Joe Biden was listed as number five on the AP. And if that's the case, after he stood up there last night with his wife and said, oh, I want to thank you for the great win here, and we came in as a front runner and blah, 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 and all that stuff. If he goes out, and by the way, he had problems in Iowa when he ran for president the last time. He finished fifth or fourth, somewhere in there. But anyway, he finished way down the list. And he's not going to do very well, at least as of the moment anyway. He's not going to do all that great in New Hampshire because he's down by 18 points right now in New Hampshire. We'll see what happens. But again, I'm trying to get the exact numbers here because the numbers are hard to come by sometimes. But it did pop up. Okay, now who's chiming in here? Maybe I got somebody coming in here. Okay, this is Al. And Al is saying, Mel is absolutely correct. The Democratic Party has moved so far left, it's unbelievable. Well, yeah, I agree with you. And that's Nancy Pelosi's choosing there, Al. Remember, she didn't have to do that. But anyway, I'm going to get the numbers here if I have to wait till the next break to do it. Bottom of the hour break coming up here in about a minute. We'll see if I can find out what it is that Associated Press just put out there. But they put out a bunch of numbers, and they came up one time on the ticker I've got here, the news ticker, and it hasn't rotated around to that story again. When it does, I'm going to stop it, and then I'll have the numbers in front of me where I can write them down. So anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear our first military and veterans news segment. And by the way, landmines, got a little story about landmines. Anybody who's been around knows about those, especially if you served in the military or were anywhere near a World War II battlefield where they still have some of the minefield signs up. But anyway, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
All of the Democratic candidates take to the mic to give speeches amid a delay in reporting the final results from the Iowa caucuses. The reason for the delay not totally clear, but there are reports of inconsistencies. President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next edition of our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where those are right after this message from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one is here in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, either way, you want to check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and after you do that, then make the phone call and set up an appointment to take the tour. You can call them at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, I will tell you this, too. If you want to start out and take the training to become an aviation maintenance tech, you will start at around $60,000 a year. Now, that's significant. That's an increase from what it was, because guess what? They need more. They need more of the aviation maintenance techs right now, and they need them sooner rather than later. So, check them out online, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, and you will indeed find out what you need to know. So, there you go. Now, all of that being said, let's take a look at our headlines, military and veterans news headlines right here. We have got the president directing, if you will, the U.S. military to end a restriction on the use of anti-personnel landmines outside of the Korean Peninsula. Now, this is according to the White House. Don't really know how soon that will be done or what that will mean, but we will certainly take a look and go from there. Now, also, the Pentagon is prepared to house nearly 1,000 quarantined people over the coronavirus fears. Now, as the Wuhan virus continues its deadly expansion around the globe, the military is ramping up plans to take care of people returning to the United States. They've already got a couple hundred over there in Ontario, California, in that area, at March Air Reserve Base. And they'll be putting more in quarantine as they come home. Now, also, Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen claimed responsibility for last year's deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station Pensacola by an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. They're saying that the young man was a member of their group. So we'll see. We'll see how that all works out. And the Air Force also said that 137 uniformed airmen, active duty, guard and reserve, and Air Force civilian employees died by suicide in the calendar year 2019. Now, that's 137 too many, in my opinion. We have to understand, if you see something, say something. And the top commander over in Afghanistan says that there's been an increase in Iranian activity in Afghanistan that poses a risk to American and coalition troops there, as the threat from Tehran continues to churn across the Middle East. The Taliban are not to be forgotten about either. Now, an additional presence, military presence in the Middle East, is delivering a strong message to Iran of deterrence. Now, nearly a month after Iran launched a rare direct military attack against the United States forces in Iraq, an uneasy quiet, if you will, has settled across the Middle East. Also, the U.S. Navy littoral combat ship USS Detroit just conducted a freedom of navigation operation off the Venezuelan Caribbean coast. It sailed along Venezuela's coast to gather intelligence and send a clear message to Mr. President Maduro as to the United States being in the area watching the moves he was making. Now, a month after the U.S. strike that killed Iranian Major General Qassem Soleimani, Iran's military is no longer on a heightened war footing, but the United States continues to brace for further retaliation because of the threats coming from the current leader of the IRGC. And the U.S. military has also ordered a mandatory quarantine for any service members based in Korea who may have visited China in the last 2 weeks as the coronavirus continues to spread across the globe. That's important. And hopefully our military will be okay. Now, in 2017, the top two officials at the Pentagon, then Defense Secretary James Mattis and then Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General John Dumpert, testified to Congress that the defense budget needed to have a 3.5% annual growth over inflation each year through 2023 to ensure America's military success. Now, the Pentagon is racing against inflation to keep up with the numbers that were put out there. We'll see if they can get it. A former CIA contractor who helped design a harsh interrogation program following the September attacks on Friday testified in a case, in the September 11th case at Guantanamo, that the severity of techniques used on the men facing war crime charges for alleged roles in the past were tampered down from what they were to begin with. Don't know exactly what that means, but I guess we'll find out soon enough, right? By the way, TBI, traumatic brain injury, is something that's not a joke. It's real. Just ask Iraq War veteran Brian McGowell, who says he gets headaches every week. He also says people need to understand that the range of complications that come with traumatic brain injury are more than just headaches. Even mild cases can cause memory and concentration issues, seizures, vision problems, anger issues. And the veteran, Brian McGowell, says, I'm not the same person I was before I got injured. Well, that's true. I got you. That's true. And we need to keep our eyes on these young men and women when this sort of thing happens. Because we'll go back to the incident in Iraq with the Iranian missiles that came flying in, and the fact that we have 64 people that are being treated for TBI. Oh, by the way, before we go to break here, Donald Trump got 97% of the vote in Iowa. There was a caucus there, too, for the Republicans. Bill Weld was second with 1.31%. Joe Walsh was third with 1.08%. And other got 0.47%, whoever the others were. So, Joe Walsh, better luck next time. Not that it's going to happen for you. And Bill Weld, same to you. Those are the two people that are actually running against, officially running against Donald Trump. Again, President Trump got 97% of the caucus votes, with 99% of the precincts checking in. Now, this is kind of funny because the Republicans have no problem. The Democrats put on a new app and they can't get anything right. Oh, well, there you go. Be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to take a look and see what that snowstorm is doing out there. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and here we go. Another oldie but goodie. Thunderbirds, Ain't I tough enough. It goes out there to all of the creek carrier drivers and, let's see, the guys out there hauling for Schaefer as well as Hunt Transportation. All right, well, I'm going to get started in Texas right now because we've got some winter weather in Texas you need to know about right away. If you're on I-20 and you're headed west of Abilene out towards maybe El Paso, you're going to run into a winter storm watch where you could see 4 inches of snow or more from Schneider, Texas, through Big Spring, through Odessa, Midland, Pecos, all the way over to Van Horn. Now, if you're on I-10, you can see that same amount of snow from Van Horn all the way east to Fort Stockton and beyond to the east about 30 or 40 miles. In addition, that snow goes all the way down to the Mexican border down there at Presidio. So keep all that in mind. And that's Texas tonight. So you got weather in the area. And again, from Texas all the way up northwest of the Metroplex up into Lubbock, up towards Wichita Falls, excuse me, over into the central part of Oklahoma, up through Oklahoma City, up through Tulsa, up to about Joplin, Missouri. There is a winter storm watch there for the same type of weather through that area. There is snow right now all along I-70 from Denver east all the way across to Kansas City and beyond. All the way to Columbia, Missouri right now as it stands. And you also have a winter storm warning and quite a bit of snow coming down in Wyoming tonight. From Rollins east all the way to the Nebraska line, winter storm warning. And if you continue to take a look over to the further east of there, you've got snow across Nebraska. Right now, about halfway across Nebraska, it looks like as if it could be a lot further, but not really sure if that's indeed the case. So there you go. And keep all of that in mind as we move along here with what we're doing. Now, also, you can see as we look here, at the weather up in the northwest, we've got a general snow east of Seattle, and that snow also continues all the way over to, the Yakima area right now. It's moved further to the east and beyond. So we'll see what's going on there. And from there, we've got more snow in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene south, then over into Montana, central Montana, Bozeman, Billings. Also got snow up in the central part along I-15 of Utah right now. Going right on up to Salt Lake, and then it kind of tapers off. You've got some cold weather and some mixed precipitation in the mountains of Arizona right now, north of, up around Kingman, to be honest with you, up around Kingman, but north of Phoenix and to the west of Phoenix, as well as in the mountains between Tucson and Phoenix right now. And then the snow also continues in the panhandle of Oklahoma and around Albuquerque, in the higher elevations around Albuquerque, you've got snow there. Now, there is some rain up along Michigan, up along the lake, some rain on the eastern side of Chicago right now towards Lake Michigan. There is some rain activity north of Atlanta right now. Looks like Kennesaw on up to the Tennessee line. And there's some patchy fog down there along Texas right now. So looking at some stuff down there that may or may not be a problem for you. But it is indeed what it is when you take a look at all these different things. And don't forget that with everything else that we have that comes along in the grand scheme of things here, you got to remember that we're all about taking a look at not only the highways and byways, but also the fact that you truckers out there pulling into the Flying J's or the pilots right now, make that a stop, one of your preferred stops, and you tell them the captain sent you, you'll get in there and you'll get plenty of free coffee. So there you go. But that's what we're looking at right now. So if you're out there and you're in the Denver area and you're going north towards Wyoming or up into Montana or coming east into Nebraska or coming east into Kansas, you will be in some snow. That's all I can tell you. All right, let's drift on over to where Denise Simon is right now. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, what's going on in Iowa? There's an AP report that's coming out, believe it or not, that shows that Biden may be number five in all of this, but it's unofficial. It's just a straw thing that they did, or however they did it with AP, but that's popped up on Fox here a couple times in the last hour.
Well, good morning. It looks like that we're not going to know until later today.
Maybe tonight.
Mm-hmm. this is truly a train wreck. And if you actually go through media and social media, whatever people are the way they're reacting already, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, nobody is trusting the results now, whatever they may be. So,
well, the wording they used, Denise, is delay in counting the votes due to, and this is the quote, integrity of results.
Well, I'm looking at quality checks and inconsistencies as the other words that are being used to describe this.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Warren was the first one to file a complaint, whatever that complaint is or whatever it's filed. She felt like that there would be some kind of reckless reporting. And then it got to the point where some of these people at these districts were told to take pictures and text them or email them into Des Moines, where the headquarters is. Then they found out that whatever this app was that they were going to use to do all the reporting, they were blaming it on the app, that it had failed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say this is total chaos, and it is a train wreck, such that nobody's going to believe it. Now, I actually have done a prediction, because I was asked by somebody, by the way, that we both know, several days ago, on what my prediction was, and I had actually said that it would be Sanders and Buttigieg in first and second.
Well, you're close, because it looks like it's number one Sanders, number two Warren, if you want to believe the AP.
I think Warren's not going to be number two.
And Buttigieg was number three. All right, hold on. Be right back. All right, folks, coming back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And all I'm telling you is that there's this this report coming out from the AP. I don't know where they're getting it, but it's telling us that Sanders was number one. And I'll get right back to you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.